Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's our midweek edition, and it is Lincoln's birthday. Just back in the dark ages when I was growing up, Lincoln's birthday was the national holiday, along with the 22nd of February. Of course, Washington's birthday now. Of course, it's all President's Day. I think that holiday is coming up on Monday. We are live streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you can hear the program anytime, anywhere. We have the exclusive podcast at buckmastershow.com. We'll get things rolling today with the mayor of the town of Marana, Ed Honey, 20 minutes or so past the hour. We'll talk about the new plans and the work for the University of Arizona's two tech parks. And then midway through the noon hour, a newsmaker interview with District 1, Pima County Supervisor Republican Allie Miller. We now declare the Buckmaster Show live line officially open, 790-2040. You can also visit us on Facebook. Please do. It's very easy to find us on Facebook. If you know my name, you can find us, Bill Buckmaster. Well, let's welcome now the mayor of the town of Marana, Mayor Ed Honey. Mayor Honey, how do you like this 80, soon to be 90 degree weather for next week's golf tournament?
Well, I think it's great, Bill. I hope it doesn't snow 2 inches like it did last year. You know, that was pretty to see, but it certainly put a kink in our golf tournament.
Yeah, I forgot about that. The Star had some pictures on their site today showing a year ago what it looked like with all that snow for the golf tournament. But anyway, of course, this is the Accenture Match Play Golf Pro Tournament. It will begin at the Ritz-Carlton next week in Marana. What's the future, Mayor Honey, of this? Is it? We're hearing a lot of talk, rumors that this is it for pro golf here in Marana in Southern Arizona.
Well, I don't know if it's it for pro golf. I don't know about the match play championships. The Accenture has said that they're not going to be the prime sponsor anymore for the event, and that's the last I've heard. And they really like the Ritz-Carlton and the golf course there, and would stay there. If we get a new sponsor, which it looks like we're going to get, I don't know what's going to happen. And a lot of it's not going to depend on Marana or Tucson or anybody in the region. It's going to depend, you know, on where that prime sponsor wants the event to be, I think.
What has this done for Marana, this tournament?
You know, it hasn't made a lot of money for us, Bill, because we have to pay a lot of off-site expenses, and we only have 13 hotel-motel complexes and the Ritz. But, you know, we have to pay for policing and parking and barricades and everything else off-site. But you couldn't buy the advertising for $10 million. You know, 142 languages, I think, and 348 countries. If they see people this week walking around in polo shirts and shorts watching a golf tournament, and I don't care where you are, if you're in the eastern part of our country, where they're having ice storms and people can't go to school or go to work, you're going to have a lot of people saying, you know what, when I retire or when I go on vacation, I'm going there.
Yeah, especially this year with the South being hit with what's been called really kind of the ice storm of the century that's really been crippling the country. And it's been one snowstorm after another. Boy, if there was ever a time for selling Marana and the Tucson area with tourism, this is really the year, isn't it?
Oh, I think it'll be fantastic this year. You're going to have a lot of people that are visible, and whether they move here or retire here or just want to go somewhere on vacation in the winter months, they're going to say, that's the place I need to go. I can play golf there in shirt sleeves, you know.
You know, so, and then
we're excited about that.
And then we've got the rodeo, Mayor Honey, of course, coming up the week after next, after the golf tournament, and Marana now is set to build a rodeo arena and park. Would this be possible to have some of the events from the main Tucson rodeo there in Marana if this is built, say, within a year or so?
Well, we already do have quite a few events in Marana that are tied to the rodeo. The town of Marana has an arena now, and we have a couple nice, large private arenas in Marana as well. And when the cowboys and cowgirls are here for rodeo week, they may only rope 2 or 3 days out of that week. And on the off days and off evenings, a lot of them are in Marana. And I mean by the hundreds, we have participants coming to Marana. Now, if we build a new facility, I think it'll just be absolutely phenomenal.
What's going to be part of that? I guess it's 163 acres at the Marana River Heritage Park with a rodeo arena, I guess a splash park, and what else is included there?
Well, we're going to have all kinds of community gardens. We've got about 20, I think, 8 by 25 community gardens. And what we're going to do with those is we're going to rent those to church groups or civic groups or neighborhood groups to come in and actually grow a garden. It'll be a great experience for children, and it'll be a great opportunity for people to meet each other. And those are already in. And we're really excited about that opportunity. And then we'll create a farmer's market, and individuals that grow fruits or vegetables or whatever, melons, will be able to sell them in that farmer's market, and it'll just be a great community activity.
What does it take? I know the council gave preliminary. Have they given preliminary approval to this, or is this?
Right, we're moving forward. I mean, there's two or three different ways to finance. The arena is the most expensive part, and the first part of the arena is about $5 million. And, you know, we're trying to decide, do we want to finance it, or do we want to take it, some of it out of our reserve fund? Town of Marana is very secure financially right now, and we've done really well. We did fairly well even during the recession, but we're really doing well now. And so we're kind of looking at what option will be best to build that arena facility, but it will be built.
Yeah, Marana is proposing a water rate increase. Is that what I'm hearing? Up to 26? Is it 26% over four years?
That's over 4 years, and it's pretty much in line with Oro Valley and Tucson and everybody else in the region. What we did is we decided instead of doing this every year and doing 5% or 6% or something, we would just do a 4-year adjustment. And, you know, the first year it'll only be like 6%, and then next year it'll be 6%. And the reasoning for that is electricity is so expensive, and wages are more expensive, and parts are more expensive, and this is not to make a bunch of money. This is just to maintain the status quo to operate our water system.
And does this have to do with the wastewater treatment plant, too?
They're separate. I mean, they're both in the utility department, and wastewater is kind of the same thing. The only thing is with wastewater, we're going to do it annually. And again, we're not trying to make a bunch of money. We're just trying to pay debt and take care of any expansions that we need to do with our plant. And we're going to be doing quite a bit of expansions over the next year to the wastewater plant that we purchased from the county.
Let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Matthew has a question for the mayor of the town of Marana, Ed Honey. Go ahead, Matthew.
Mr. Mayor, is Marana considering a commercial impact fee to help with regards to your budget on against developers?
A commercial impact fee?
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, everybody's going to have a commercial impact fee because the state legislature passed a law this last year that says you have to if you have impact fees. And so we are putting a commercial impact fee in place as we speak.
Mayor, what's the condition of your roads in the town of Marana?
They're very good. They're very good. We had a when the economy turned down about 4 or 5 years ago, Marana, we met and we thought, well, what do we need to protect, and what could we look, you know, do without? And the three things were policing, parks, and roads. And what we did with some of the other monies that we were spending is we did away with those programs. So we've been able to maintain our streets very well. And we have a five-year street preservation plan. And what we do is before a street gets so bad that you get potholes, we'll actually oil it and chip it ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And to keep that street strong. And by doing that, you cut the expense of repairs by, you know, 50-75%.
Wow. All right, Mayor Honey, thank you for spending a few minutes with us during your lunch hour. We appreciate it. It's good to good luck to you, and good to check in with you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and have a good day, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Mayor Ed Honey from the town of Marana with us on the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. Next up, what's going on with the U of A Technology Parks? Kind of a tale of two parks. We'll tell you all about it with Bruce Wright next. The UA College of Science presents this year's lecture series, The Evolving Brain, Monday evening starting January 27th through March 10th at UA Centennial Hall. Lectures are free and open to all. Now in its ninth year, the UA Science Lecture Series with its distinguished speakers gives opportunity to discover astonishing new insights about the evolution of the highly complex human brain. More at cos.arizona.edu.
Hi, this is Keith from American Openings. You've heard me talk about our replacement windows. Now listen to what some of our customers have to say.
Before we had the windows replaced, we could barely see out of them.
My windows were single pane, costing me more money and energy.
We called American Openings. They came out, measured all of our windows. There weren't going to be any gimmicks, no big surprises at the end.
He told us about the warranty and the process of the work.
When they said they'd guarantee it for life, I was sold. It was definitely a seamless scheduling process.
They installed these in one day, and I didn't think it was possible.
There was no drywall damage. There was no stucco damage on the outside of our home. No problems whatsoever with any of the custom orders that we needed done.
Everything went super smooth, and they did not have to go in and restucco anything.
They said what they were going to do, and they did it.
They really improved the looks of my home. I love them.
The choice for replacing your windows is clear. American Openings, Arizona's window manufacturer, 664-1202, or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
This is exactly how you found him. Mr. Arnold, would you mind if Dr. Watson has a look at him?
Not at all.
Thank you.
One of the lumbar vertebrae, the third vertebrae.
Thank you. Simple as ABC, isn't it?
Not all things are as easy as ABC, but there are many ailments that can be treated with chiropractic care. Hi, this is Dr. Watson with Chiropractic USA. What do Aaron Rodgers, Tiger Woods, Usain Bolt, and 76% of all PGA golfers have in common? They are all under chiropractic care. You may not be a professional athlete, but all of us suffer to some degree with aches and pains. No matter who you are or what you do, you want to perform at your highest potential without pain. At Chiropractic USA, our mission is to help you get healthy and strong naturally. Get your spine checked today and see what your potential can be. Pain free naturally at Chiropractic USA. In most cases, referrals are not needed unless you're a VA veteran. Chiropractic USA for the well-adjusted life. 818-7788. That's 818-7788.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. Just off Interstate 10 at Rita Road, the University of Arizona Science and Tech Park, which, by the way, will be celebrating its 20th anniversary this year, is home to some 7,000 workers who are employed at such tech giants as Raytheon and IBM. Meanwhile, the UA Biosciences Park at East 36th Street and Kino Parkway sits empty. It really is a tale of two tech parks. Let's bring in now on the Buckmaster Show live line Bruce Wright, University of Arizona Associate Vice President for University Research Parks. Bruce, how are you?
Doing fine, Bill. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk with you. So I guess there are some big changes underway at both parks. Tell us a little bit about this retooling process, Bruce.
Well, as part of our 20th anniversary, I think we've taken a step back and said, you know, where are we with our tech parks and how do they support the mission of the university as well as promote high wage development in Southern Arizona? And so with respect to the tech park, we're trying to be much more sophisticated and targeted in our efforts in terms of both commercializing new technology, but also attracting technology companies into the park. And with respect to the biopark, which is just an emerging park, is to broaden its focus so that it is not just focused on the biosciences and biotech, but more broadly is available to technology companies in a variety of different industry sectors.
So the two parks, Bruce, will now kind of, was this sort of an official name change, UA Tech Park and UA Biopark? Is that how they will be referred to?
We're going to change the name of the biopark and broaden it. We're going through that exercise right now. The UA Tech Park, which is located at Rita Road, which is, you know, our flagship park, and it's been around for 20 years, will retain the name that it has. But we really want to change the name of the biopark to suggest that it's more broadly focused than just biotechnology companies.
What kind of focus? I mean, if you broaden the technology, would it be then like all technology companies, or what are you thinking, Bruce?
Yeah, I mean, I think the parks have two different physical expressions. The tech park at Rita Road is a very large suburban park. We have lots of land, buildings that suit themselves to certain kinds of technology development needs and companies. And the biopark is going to be a much more urban park closer to main campus and will accommodate companies that have different needs. And so while the mission and the goals are the same, we're going to provide more diversity in terms of facility offerings, our programming, the expertise of the people that are working at each park.
This Tech Launch Arizona has really been a game changer. Tell our listeners a bit about what that is, Bruce Wright.
Well, you know, for a number of years, it's been perceived, or if not in reality, that the University of Arizona has underperformed in moving the ideas, the discoveries, the inventions of our faculty and students out into the marketplace. And so under the leadership of President Hart and Vice President David Allen, we have sort of retooled our whole technology commercialization process at the university and to try to streamline the process, but also increase the chances of success. And so we've put under TechLaunch Arizona basically three organizations: the Office of Technology Transfer, the Office of Corporate Relations, and then the Tech Parks, and try to see how we integrate them seamlessly and grab on to these new ideas and move them through the entire process so that ultimately they get vested either in a startup company or an existing company and the product gets out into the marketplace.
The tech park at Rita Road has really been a success story. This was really 1994, out of the ashes of Big Blue, IBM really moving out of town and closing down its storage systems manufacturing line. Something good really did come of that. The park has been named nationally as one of the best tech parks in the country, and IBM still has quite a presence, don't they?
They do. In fact, ironically, it is now the international headquarters for their storage systems division. They do a great amount of research on new technology related to information storage and technology. So it has been a success story. And, of course, the tech park over the 20 years has been a place of great employment and the attraction of a number of high-tech companies into the region, as well as a place to start up new technology companies.
As I recall, the last master plan for the tech park, it's been, over 10 years. Is that correct?
That's correct. And we're going through the process now of embracing a whole new strategic plan for the tech park, and that includes a revision of our master land use plans and our development guidelines, and really focusing on sort of this more intense mission we have embraced as part of this whole TechLaunch Arizona effort.
There's been talk about a hotel and conference center for years out there at the tech park. Is that perhaps back in the mix again, Bruce Wright?
Well, it is. We're hoping towards the end of this year to issue a series of requests for proposals to bring a variety of different private sector developments into the tech park. That would include some retail and some residential and potentially a hotel and conference center. The companies at the tech park generate a significant demand for hotel space. They're bringing their vendors, their suppliers, their customers, their investors to the park every day. And having a hotel on site would really enhance the park itself and make us much more attractive to other companies that are looking to perhaps look at the park.
How many acres do you have there? And is there's from what I recall, there's still quite a bit of area that could be expanded. Is that right?
Well, we have 1,345 acres of land, which is about three times the size of the main campus of the university. About a third of that is developed at this point. So we have a substantial amount of land that we could develop over time. We do have some constraints on that use because portion of the park falls under the flight path of Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, and there are some restrictions on how we can use the land. But we currently have about 300 or 400 acres that we could put into development at this point.
How about the infrastructure of the park? Who takes care of that?
Well, to date, that's been generated from the revenues. That's been supported by the revenues generated from the park tenants. We've been working with Pima County, hopefully, to get some investment on the part of the county and sort of the road and supporting infrastructure. But to date, all the infrastructure improvements, the water system, the roads, and so on, have been supported by the lease revenues at the park, generated at the park.
How about solar and border security technology?
Well, that gets to, this new focus we have with our new strategic plan. We've really tried to align the work of the park with the strategic research interests of the university as well as the key economic sectors here in southern Arizona. So we've focused our attention around four or five different technology sectors. One of those is renewable and solar energy, and we have developed what we think is the largest testing and evaluation center for multiple technologies in the solar industry. So we currently have seven companies on site demonstrating a variety of different kinds of solar generation technologies as well as all the supporting infrastructure that goes with that. We're working hand-in-hand with Tucson Electric Power in that effort and using faculty and researchers from the university to evaluate the performance of those different solar systems. We're doing a similar thing in the whole area of border and Homeland Security. The University of Arizona has been designated by the Department of Homeland Security as the National Center of Excellence for Research in Border Technology. We are trying to then provide the tech park as a place to bring both government and industry technology in that field into the park and test, evaluate, and demonstrate its applicability not only for border security efforts, but more broadly security effort, needs around the world, such as protection of utility plants or airports or football stadiums or whatever might need to be protected.
Okay, Bruce Wright, we appreciate you spending some of your noon hour with us today on the Buckmaster Show, and good luck with the plans as the two parks go forward. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Bill.
Bruce Wright with us on the Buckmaster Show. Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller is in the on-deck circle. She's next on the Buckmaster Show.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 Reverse Osmosis Drinking Water System is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700, or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business, it's not personal, it's just business.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now!
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready!
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support!
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business!
The call has started.
Good morning. I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Do you need some construction done around the house, like drywall repair, insurance restoration, top quality interior painting, and great carpentry work? Well, please, I have a great recommendation for you. Moncada Construction, M-O-N-C-A-D-A, Moncada Construction, licensed, bonded, and insured. Give Chris Moncada and his team a call. 520-390-2247 or on the web at moncadaconstruction.com. And yes, they welcome credit cards. Let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show Pima County District 1 Supervisor Republican Allie Miller. Allie, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, Bill. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very fine. It sounds like your voice has completely come back.
It has. It's still a little shaky, but I keep sucking on the lemons and drinking lots of tea with honey, and that is helping a lot.
Well, you're sounding good there. That's the good news.
Yes, it's nice to be able to speak again.
There you go. The Pima County Board of Supervisors, in a fairly rare everyone on board unanimous decision yesterday, designated Pima County to be immigrant friendly. What was your feeling on that? What's your conception of what this was all about?
Well, I think a lot of people misread this resolution. I've gotten a lot of feedback from folks who read it as welcoming illegal immigrants, and it was immigrant welcoming. And that's what it is, a symbolic gesture only, and it makes Pima County an immigrant welcoming community. I read it, and I read through it several times, and there is nothing in there that says anything about illegal immigration or SB 1070 or anything. It is simply a resolution saying that Pima County is immigrant welcoming, and I think the statement that I read yesterday was about the fact that we need to ensure that Arizona and Pima County certainly are immigrant welcoming, because we want to establish a trade zone with all those new businesses going up down in Mexico. And as you know, a lot of that trade right now is being directed to Texas because they have the infrastructure and a lot of the produce is going through Texas. So we need to work hard to make sure that we get those businesses that are setting up down in Mexico for production facilities, make sure that we're welcoming to them and that they get offices set up here in Arizona, so that we become that corridor for trade. And if we don't do that, if we're not welcoming to immigrants, I mean, this country, and that's what the Statue of Liberty is all about, and thank God it was immigrant welcoming or I wouldn't be here. So I think a lot of people misread this resolution because I've gotten a lot of feedback. It was simply making sure that Pima County is immigrant welcoming, and I don't know who could disagree with that.
Okay, so you've heard from people who misunderstood and say, Allie, what are you doing? What are you doing welcoming illegal immigrants? Is that what you were hearing?
Yeah, and it has absolutely nothing to do with that. There was language in there about, you know, that comprehensive, you know, Pima County Board of Supervisors believes the U.S. Congress needs to adopt comprehensive immigration reform. That is not, Pima County doesn't have that authority, and what that looks like will vary from supervisor to supervisor in terms of how we should do it. So that's the thing that will happen at the congressional level. That isn't happening in Pima County. So I think a lot of people just misunderstood what this resolution was all about and is simply symbolic, And we do want to be good neighbors and make sure that we are getting that trade business coming up from that corridor. And, you know, that was something that I spoke about. That was one of my main statements, is that if we don't do it, Texas is doing it, and we're going to lose out. So that was why I voted for it. And I have lots of data regarding the types of permits that individuals have to get to come into this country that are not legal citizens, and we do have that process in place. Is it working? That's something that I think needs to be looked at. Why are people coming in, risking their lives going through the desert versus coming in through using the H-1B permits, the temporary agriculture worker permits, et cetera? So those are things that need to be looked at, but that wasn't a part of this resolution. It was simply saying we're immigrant welcoming.
All right, 790-2040, 790-2040. Allie Miller, Pima County Supervisor, District 1, would be happy to entertain any and all questions. Let's go to a question from Jerry. Jerry, you're with Supervisor Miller. Go ahead.
Oh, good afternoon, Bill and Allie.
Hi.
Hi, Jerry.
The question I have is, isn't Rosemont Mine from Canada? Wouldn't they be bringing businesses here? But I'm very concerned also about the Pima County and how they address the Rosemont Mine issue.
Well, yes, you're correct, Jerry. Rosemont Mine is a foreign company, as are many companies that do business here in the United States, and so I don't think we should be discriminating against them because they're a foreign company, although I've heard that argument. I am the only person who voted against fighting against Rosemont Copper coming in, the record of decision and their environmental impact statement. Pima County has, by the majority of the board, voted to pursue denying their permits. I was the only one who said, no, we need the jobs. We need to have Rosemont Copper come in here, and we need jobs now. If we don't start supporting jobs, we're in serious trouble here in Pima County, and I expressed that in the meeting. And I do hear your point. You know, it is a good point that they are, you know, here it is. It's from across another border, but it is Canada, and we should be welcoming to Canadian businesses as well. And I think that was an excellent point, and I certainly support that.
Well, and now there's this the possible hostile takeover by another Canadian company, a company out of Toronto, I believe, Augusta, that owns Rosemont is out of Vancouver. Do you worry at all about new ownership?
You know, from my understanding, I read a little bit about that. It was a company that already owns shares of Augusta Resources,
mm-hmm.
and they believe that they have the funding and the expertise and the money to move the process forward more quickly. Whether that's true or not, I'm not sure. This is just an article that I read this morning about this, and I believe it's called Hudson.
HUD Bay, I think, for Hudson
Bay. Yeah. And so I haven't had time to do enough research to see if that, or speak to the people at Rosemont to see if this is, you know, a legitimate issue. I believe Rosemont Copper is going to happen one way or the other. They've gone through, I believe it's 500 studies, and they've gone through all of the processes. I believe what Pima County is now doing, in my opinion, is stonewalling. We're spending taxpayer money to fight against jobs. According to Ray Carroll, he estimated last year that we had already spent $400,000, and then we just recently approved another $100,000 for a water expert. That is taxpayer money being spent to fight against bringing jobs into this county. And I believe it is wrong, and I believe we should be welcoming businesses to our county, because as we know, Pima County is in serious trouble in the city of Tucson because we don't have jobs. And the jobs at Rosemont Copper are going to be high-paying jobs. And there's 450 approximately direct jobs with the mine. And then I believe another, I've heard various numbers, but somewhere around 1,600 indirect jobs. Well, that will bring new companies, new businesses. And it will hopefully, along with that, change our image if we're, you know, working with them to help them get the permits, help them get their businesses in place so that they can move forward, and then that will encourage and entice other businesses to come here. So we need to make sure that we're not fighting business, because as you've already heard from an individual who went on your show, that we're not even on the radar for these companies that are targeting various areas for businesses to move to.
Yeah, that was Hank Amos of Tucson Realty and Trust. Allie, before we take the break, you brought up Ray Carroll. How is the relationship going with your colleague, a Republican colleague, the two of you, the only two Republicans on the board? How's it going with Supervisor Carroll?
Well, you know, on the mind, there's an issue that Ray and I disagree on, and he has his issues with it, and I respect that, and we disagree strongly on this issue. So, you know, when you disagree on issues, you're going to have points of contention that will come up. But, you know, as far as a relationship with Ray, I look at and evaluate projects in his district and on all of the supervisors' district based upon the facts and the information, what is best for Pima County. Our personalities should be left out of the picture. And, for example, one of the things I'd like to inform you about is I vote with the board 90 to 95% of the time with the majority. So this rarity on this immigrant welcoming, that is not a rarity. 90 to 95% of the time, I have my staff go back through 2013 and calculate the votes. So there's very few that I work against, but there's ones that I feel very strongly about. Rosemont Copper is one of them,
okay.
And I will stand on principle.
All right, we're going to take a break right here, and I do stand corrected. I did say it was a rarity that the board was unanimous. Maybe I could rephrase that by saying in the highly publicized cases, it is a rarity, but I do stand corrected. You say you do vote with the board in over 90% of the time. Allie Miller, stay with us. We're going to hear from the fine people who support the work we do here on the Buckmaster Show, and we'll be back with Supervisor Miller.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here, aren't you?
Don Pooley.
You're
Janos Wilder.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Bill Harlow.
Great to see you.
Doug Martin.
I thought I just saw you.
Diana Cannon.
Thanks for coming.
David Sleuth.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
John Feeney.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Hey, it's Brian Jeffries.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Do you want to learn how to live healthier for your stage of life?
Then make plans to attend the Ages and Stages Active Adult Lifestyle Expo on March 8th at Casino del Sol.
Discover new ways to enrich your daily life. Stay healthier and be informed and engaged for the different life stages from midlife and beyond.
The Pima Council on Aging Ages and Stages Expo features 150 local exhibitors, a wide range of fun activities, food, demonstrations, seminars, prizes, and live musical entertainment.
The Ages and Stages Expo is free for adults of all ages, March 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Casino del Sol. Event proceeds benefit Pima Council on Aging. For more info, visit pcoa.org. Presented in part by Arizona Daily Star, Assurance Healthcare, TEP, and this station.
If aging isn't your issue now, it soon will be. So attend the PCOA Ages and Stages Active Adult Lifestyle Expo, March 8th at Casino del Sol.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. Check out the fantastic savings during the February Valentine's Day sale at the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847. 12:52 on this Lincoln's birthday edition of the Buckmaster Show. I was out taking a walk in the neighborhood the other night, and a neighbor said, "Hey, Bill, I hear you always talking about Silver City. I want to do a trip over there. Where do I stay?" Well, it's very simple. Go to southwestnewmexico.org. They have the full listing of great places to stay, like Casitas de Gila, Bear Mountain Lodge, and on it goes. There's plenty of great accommodations, only three and a half hours east of Tucson to historic Silver City, and a great place to hike, the Gila National Wilderness. So yeah, we do talk up Silver City. It's a great weekend getaway from the Tucson area. Let's welcome back to the program now Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller, Republican District 1. Supervisor Miller, you went up to Phoenix recently to talk about and lobby against a gas tax to pay for improving our crumbling roadways. If we don't do a gas tax, what alternative do we have for fixing the roads?
Well, this gas tax it's Senate Bill 1264, and as I read through the bill, it concerned me greatly because it allowed Pima County or any county in Arizona, whatever county chose to impose a gas tax, a 3% of the price per gallon of gas. That could amount to a lot of money. And so that would be on top of the federal, on top of the state gas tax. And one of the things that I've done in my office, I've gone through and done a lot of research in all 50 states, and found that there is no correlation between gas tax and the condition of the roads. As a matter of fact, the best roads in the country have the lowest state gas tax. And the states, the 10 worst states with the worst roads, have the highest gas taxes. So there is no correlation there. So the thing that I look at is it must be the management of the money. And this 1264, I went up and lobbied against it. I brought up a Gallup poll that showed that 66% of the American public that were polled, and you know they do very good polling, are against a gas tax increase for infrastructure, bridge, or road improvements because people are, you know, they just can't afford anymore. And so this was something that I took up and I gave it to Senator Farley, who was one of the sponsors of the bill, and Ethan Orr, who said he would support the bill, and to show them, you know, their constituents are against this. And so we made sure we did that, and hopefully that bill will die and not get passed. I was told, I was informed that they believe that it will die in committee. How we fix the roads. I am in the process of outlining a whole series of things that we can do, and one of them is making sure we reprioritize the spending in Pima County. We need to figure out what is essential services of the county. And one of them, I think you've probably heard me speak about it before, and I'll say it again, is the $15 million per year that we give to the University of Arizona for graduate medical education. These are for residents who have graduated from college. Pima County is giving them $15 million per year for their further education. That is non-essential spending. Our roads are far more important. They're dangerous. They're a safety hazard, and I believe they're they put us at great exposure for lawsuits and with the crumbling roads, and we need to make sure that is our number one priority, is to fix these roads and make sure that we have a safe environment for the citizens that live here. That's one thing that I'm going to do is, and I'm looking at the whole budget. I'm looking at all the areas that you know, we could potentially cut, and ultimately that is the task of the county administrator to find those cuts. He works for the Board of Supervisors. He is the one who should be responsible for figuring out where we can cut the spending that is non-essential. I mean, there are things on the Board of Supervisors agenda every week, for example, $10,000 to a theater, and $5,000 for a gala to pay for the gala that's going to honor an elected official. These are the kinds of things that are non-essential, and we can find those cuts. I'm confident of it, and I will, you know, in the near future be identifying specific ones. But, you know, that's what we need to do is reprioritize the budget. We have a $1.3 billion budget, and we're $1.4 billion in debt in Pima County. That includes voter-approved and non-voter-approved debt. There was someone wanting to split hairs on what voters approved, and it is about a half a billion, roughly, is what voter-approved debt is. That's the debt that they vote on. But we can also, the county has the authority to issue certificates of participation, which are like lease buyback agreements on buildings. And we've done it on the courthouse. We just did $58 million on the courthouse. And we bonded it for $76 million. We took $22 million out of the general fund. And then we just issued $58 million in certificates of participation. That's more than a 100% overrun on that courthouse. And in my opinion, when we have bond projects that aren't even close, not even in the zip code of where we have told the residents that voted on them, we should reevaluate that. And the city of Tucson did back out on their $18 million contribution. But even with that taken out and taken out of consideration, we still, in my opinion, should have reevaluated whether we ever built that courthouse due to the huge overruns.
I've only got about a minute left, but Supervisor Bronson, who is the chair of the board, says she told Tim Steller in his piece last Sunday that really that you can't keep it's bare bones right now at Pima County, and so where's the money going to come from? You've articulated several places, but I mean, is that kind of a drop in the bucket for our roads?
No, to completely get all of our roads in Pima County up to good condition is roughly $268 million, is what the Department of Transportation has estimated. I disagree with Supervisor Bronson that we're down to bare bones just because of one of the things that I just exemplified to you is the University of Arizona. We're paying for medical students' education. Is that a essential spending for the taxpayers of Pima County? And there are several other areas that I will be highlighting as well. And I don't believe we are down to bare bones. Our budget has increased tremendously in the last 10 years, and I think that we can find, and I'm going to specifically identify areas, and then, you know, and hopefully the county administrator can go further, because that's his job, is to identify areas to cut. I think Supervisor Bronson, with all due respect, I do disagree with her on that.
Okay, Allie Miller, we're going to wrap it up with you on this Wednesday, Lincoln's birthday. We thank you for spending part of your noon hour with us, and we're glad you're feeling better and you've got your voice back. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
You too. Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. It's better water, pure and simple Culligan, for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. All of our in-studio guests enjoy a nice, cool bottle of Culligan water. Rose just finished off her bottle of Culligan. I'm actually on my second bottle during the noon hour, so really going through the Culligan water here. Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe tomorrow, 6 to 8, then the Daily Double with Chris DeSimone from 8 to 9. Then Rose and I will be back with you at 12:04 tomorrow for our Thursday edition of Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.